Our guest today, Laura Marling, is a British singer-songwriter who was in the original lineup of Noah and the Whale, a British folk band, but was discovered through her singles on MySpace in 2007 when she was just 17 and was quickly signed to Virgin Records. In 2008, her debut album called Alas, I Cannot Swim was nominated for the Mercury Prize, and her latest album, I Speak Because I Can, was released in April, where it debuted in the UK at number 3. Considering the success of her debut, I asked Laura if in making I Speak Because I Can, she felt any pressure.
I think I was lucky that I didn't have to think about that too much.
Yeah.
I had a lot of time, a lot of good people to work with, so thankfully I didn't feel much pressure or scrutiny.
I guess that's sort of the second part of that question, is how you dealt with if there was any, and ignoring it is probably the best way to do that.
Yeah, exactly. There wasn't as much as people might expect. But yeah, you got to keep your head up and plow on.
I've heard you say in the past, or I've read you say in the past, that making Alas, I Cannot Swim, you were kind of hesitant to trust people to get close to your songs, which I guess is what led to having your boyfriend, Charlie Fink, produce. What's different this time around that you brought in Ethan Johnson? You know, it's hardly the same kind of an intimate relationship.
It's weird. I've obviously, like quite a lot of people, have loved the majority of albums that he's made.
Yeah.
And I think he's a producer that a lot of people know his name, considering that he's a producer. He stays completely out of the light. And that's because he's made such an impact on all those albums. And that is because he's just genuinely very passionate about music.
Mm-hmm.
And a very nice guy. And so he gets a lot of work and he does it really well.
One thing I wanted to ask about, I wanted to hear some of the songs, and hopefully we're going to get some live versions today of things. And I thought maybe we might want to start off with Made by Made, which is just a great song. It kind of seems to be a story of a child given away and a parent's relationship with a maturing child, and it's all kind of in there. When you write a song like that, do you feel like you set it in a certain time period? Is it contemporary? Is it in the past? Is it?
I don't know. Well, I think that one in particular. I mean, that comes from an old pagan story.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that one's very much kind of oldie worldy, I guess.
Right.
But they're all kind of unconscious. I wouldn't think about it. But I am a huge fan of period dramas, so maybe that has something to do with it. There you go.
You and my wife would get along well. And you're a huge Jane Austen fan.
Yeah.
Kind of goes together, I would think. Interesting.
Yeah.
What is the original story, the original kind of pagan story that you built this around?
Well, it's about a child being born on the day of the festival for the sun, and where they do a great big palaver, a great big dance, and it's forgotten about and left in the woods. And it brings itself up and wanders around, and eventually, as it grows up, finds itself in a city or a town, and realises that it's totally alien from everyone else and that everyone's a bit sort of heartbreaking and mean and nasty. And so it goes back to the woods and finds another baby that's been forgotten about and brings that child up. And then, of course, that child is just as weird as the first one and blames everything on the first one because there's no one else to blame. And I thought that was quite interesting, quite funny.
Now, when you start with a story like that, is it easier to write your narrative, or is it more difficult because you don't want to tell the story in the same way?
Well, I kind of wrote that song and then realized why I'd written it afterwards. You know, I'd read that folk story a couple of years ago, and I remember thinking it was very funny because of the, you know, I don't know why, I just thought it was hilarious. And then I wrote that song, and then a couple of weeks later it clicked and I was like, oh, there you go, that's where it came from. And it quite often happens.
Well, you can do that one?
Yeah.
They dance like sirens, hoping the sun will come out again. And I was born in the fog of that day. Could they hear a babe? Under all that faith, or have they forgot what it was that they made? Crawled out of the fog, found the river, found a log, and floated away. Didn't think I'd be coming back this way. My feet resolute found their route and brought me back to its place. And on the hill where I was born, there is a rose without a thorn. They cut it off each year and give it away. Could they not hear a babe? After all these days, or have they forgot what it was that they made? So left to wander blind, I find myself in cautious times, and they say, love's labor's never lost, but labor on to this very day. So I walk into the fog, find a babe atop a log, and all alone. Took him under, took him on, and taught him everything about the world I'd come to know. And he blames me for every wrong ever he made. I am blamed for every wrong ever he made. Forgive me, I am only a maid. Forgive me, I am only a maid. I can still see a babe under all that blame, but I am forgot from the day I am laid.
Made by Maid, one of the new songs from I Speak Because I Can, the new album from Laura Marling, and we get a chance to hearing these songs live today as Laura is on a bit of a U.S. tour and getting a chance to drop by. It's a great song, really, really. It's interesting, that song, you know, having earlier origins, and there's another song in here, Rambling Man, the whole idea of Rambling Man, and of course there's so many American folk songs with that title, which probably all come from the British folk songs, seems also to have older origins as well. What was your impetus to use that image?
I don't know. I think, I mean, that song has then led to lots of people asking whether I'm a feminist, which has been a bit awkward to sidestep. I don't know, that song is quite simple. The lyrics are very simple. There's not much behind it other mm-hmm. than it just sort of, I don't know, the power of being a woman. And,
right.
And as opposed to, you know, this character, this idiotic character who's a man. But, you know, it's not meant to be quite so severe as that.
Well, there's lots of different roles of women in all these songs, obviously. And was that something that was on your mind?
Yeah, certainly, because of the age that I am, I guess.
Interesting. Well, this is a great song, and if you can do that, Rambling Man, that'd be great.
Sure.
Oh, naive little me, asking what things you have seen. And you're vulnerable in your head. You're screaming your will to your dead. Creatures veiled by night, following things that aren't right. And they're tired and they need to be led. You're screaming your will to your death, but give me to a rambling man. Let it always be known that I was who I am. And well beaten, battered and cold, my children will live just to go old. But if I sit here and weep, I'd be blown over by the slightest of breeze, and the weak need to be led, and the tender I carry to their bed. And it's a pale and cold affair, I'll be damned if I be found there. Oh, give me to a rambling man, let it always be known that I was who I am. It's funny how the first chords that you come to are the minor notes that come to serenade you. And it's hard to accept yourself as someone you don't desire, as someone you don't want to be. Oh, give me to a rambling man, and let it always be known that I was who I am. Oh, give me to a rambling man, let it always be known that I was who I am.
Rambling Man, a song that is on Laura Marling's new album, and Laura's playing live for us today on the Cafe. I talked about a lot of different kind of different roles for women and various songs on this album. Another thing I got to say that comes up in a lot of songs is winter. winter in England, and I have to assume that these were all written a winter ago.
Yeah.
Are you a winter lover? Are you profess to be a winter lover on this album?
Yeah, I am. I do, and I love, you know, England in the winter is just spectacular, and that is always my favourite time to be in the countryside in England. So and that's my childhood as well. So they're quite sort of they all came together to be quite conducive for this album.
Now, Goodbye England. Actually, the sort of the narrative of this takes place near where you grew up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I grew up in the south of England, and it's very beautiful. But I moved up to London when I was 16 and never looked back. And now, of course, I miss it desperately, being all around the world. So, yeah.
Oh, that's a great song. It's called Goodbye England, covered in snow, so can't miss the winter.
You were so smart then, in your jacket and coat. My softest red scarf was warming your throat. Winter was on us at the end of my nose, and I never loving blown more than when covered in snow. And a friend of mine says it's good to hear that you believe in love, even if set in fear. Well, I'll hold you there, brother, and set you straight. I only believe love is frail and willing to break. I will come back here, bring me back when I'm old. I want to lay here forever in the cold. cold bed. I'm just skin and bones, and I never loving Glenn more than when covered in snow.
Goodbye, England, covered in snow, from Laura Marling, playing live for us today on the Cafe, and it's another one of the new ones. You mentioned wanting to do a cover song today. I was wondering what have you been you've been doing live?
Yeah, well, this one I wanted to do is something I've only just been playing on this tour. Because something reminded me of it. I'd completely forgotten about it. It's by a guy called Jackson C. Frank. It's called Blues Run the Game. And I remember hearing it right in my early teens. And it was the first track that made me really want to be good at guitar. It's a great song as well. So
yeah,
it's got England.
I've heard it by Bert Jansch. That's why, I guess, where I heard it.
Yeah, because that's you know, my I grew up listening to Bert Jansch and John Renborn, and then Jackson C. Frank was kind of a part of that as well.
All right, so you can do that one, Blues Run the Game?
Mm-hmm.
Get your boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I've gone, wherever I've rolled them dice, wherever I have gone, the blues run the game. Send out for whiskey, baby, send out for gin. Me and room service, honey, service, mama, me and room service, we are living a life of sin. When I'm not sleeping, baby, you are on my mind. When I'm not sleeping, honey, I ain't sleeping, mama. When I'm not sleeping, oh, you know you'll find me crying. Try another city, baby, another town. Wherever I've gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues come following round. a gamble, baby. Loving's much the same. When I am older, honey, so much older, mama. When I am older, well, I just stop all my trying. When I'm not drinking, baby, someplace down the line. When I'm not drinking, honey, when I'm not drinking, mama. When I'm not drinking, you know you'll find me crying. So catch a boat to England, baby, maybe to Spain. Wherever I've gone, wherever I've been and gone. The same.
Blues Run the Game, a version of a Jackson C. Frank song. Do you know anything about him?
I do. I've got a great story about him if you want to know it.
Yeah.
Somebody told me this after a gig the other day, that he was American. I thought he was English. There we go, point one. And he was put in an orphanage when he was quite young, and the orphanage burnt down, and he got quite horrific scarring, apparently. And he got compensation, apparently, and then got a boat to England and recorded a couple of albums that didn't do very well, and then became an alcoholic.
Wow.
So,
that song has lived on. I mean, that song is just a great piece of music.
Yeah, phenomenal.
So as this album was about to come out, a lot of things I read is that you've kind of moved and were working on the third one. And there's even some quote about you kind of seeing I Speak Because I Can as transitional. In what way?
Well, I mean, in the same way that, well, I guess everything you do is transitional.
Right.
Not that it's like a, you know, just a in between thing, but it, you know, in my personal ambition, I'd like each album to be a step forward, or a stepping stone to the next one. So it's nice being, you know, taking that in mind about to do the third album. And doing sort of slightly different things and understanding it a bit better, understanding the recording process, certainly. It's good.
Laura Marling, I Speak Because I Can, is her second album out now. Our thanks again to Laura Marling for joining us today. That session, all of our sessions actually are up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org, which is a fabulous way to enjoy them.